Speaker 2.
Welcome to this vegan and vegetarian friendly podcast. More and more people are turning to a meat-free diet or at least trying to cut down on eating meat. Some do so for moral reasons, others for the environmental impact that the meat industry has on the world. Here, we look at how we can maintain a well-balanced diet whilst also enjoying rich and tasty meals. We vegans and vegetarians also value our sense of taste and love food as much as any carnivore. Hopefully, we can find some dishes that will help you enjoy and stick to your new diet. The trick is to sometimes look for alternatives that you can use in place of the meat you know and love, and in other cases, amplify the non-animal products that you consume. We know that people who go to the gym a lot or enjoy exercise often eat chicken to provide protein. Eating salty nuts is a tasty alternative that can act as an enjoyable snack and also give you that protein provision you need. There are so many alternatives to animal milk these days. You might not like all of them, but you will like one of them. It may take a while to get used to your new substitute for dairy, but just give it time. Everyone has their trigger foods. For some people, it's bacon that makes them want to go back to their old diet. For me, it's always been difficult to resist a cheeseburger. The thought of beef dripping fat into a toasted wheat bun is almost enough to make me give up my vegetarianism. Luckily, every day there are new innovations in the industry. There's now a vegetarian burger that tastes so much like a beef burger that no one can tell the difference between them, and it doesn't have a trace of any animal product.